Acknowledgements. This book would not have been possible without my son Brandon's help. Brandon has been involved in helping me shape and create these ideas since I first began teaching at Georgetown University. He was initially just there to video record the classes, but he also provided me feedback on how it was going and what was working. To be fair, he actually has been negotiating with me since he was 2 years old. I think I've known that ever since I found out he was using empathy to get out of trouble with his vice principal in high school. In my first meeting with my brilliant co-writer, Tal Raz, Brandon was there to keep the information flow going as Tal soaked it up. In the first progress conference call with my amazing publisher, Hollis Heimbach, Hollis asked about Brandon's role, and Tal said having Brandon around was like having another Chris in the room. Brandon has been indispensable. Tal Raz is a flat-out genius. Anyone who writes a business book without him hasn't gotten as far as they could have. It's that simple. I can't believe how smart he is or how quickly he gets it. He is a true business writing artist. He's a great person as well. Steve Ross, my agent, is a man of integrity and was perfect for this book. He has great industry knowledge and made this book happen. I am grateful to know him. Hollis Heimbach rocks. I am thrilled that she led the HarperCollins team and believed enough in this book to buy it. Thank you, Hollis. Thank you, Maya Stevenson, for coming onto the Black Swan team and holding us together. We are going farther because of you. Sheila Heen and John Richardson are two amazing people. They are the ones who really paved the way to show that these hostage negotiation ideas belong in the business world. Sheila was my teacher at Harvard Law School. She inspired me with how she taught and who she is. She asked me to teach alongside her 2 years later. John asked me to teach international business negotiation at Harvard alongside him a year after that. He guided me through that process, which led to the opportunity to become an adjunct at Georgetown. When nothing was happening for me, both John and Sheila were there. Without them, I don't know where I'd be. Thank you both. Gary Noesner was my mentor at the FBI. He inspired and remade the hostage negotiation world with the help of his team at the Crisis Negotiation Unit, CNU. He supported me in whatever I wanted to do. He made me the FBI's lead international kidnapping negotiator. I could call Gary at 5 a.m. and tell him I was getting on a plane in 3 hours to go to a kidnapping, and he would say go. His support never wavered. At CNU, he pulled together the most talented collection of hostage negotiators ever assembled. CNU hit its zenith when we were there. None of us knew how lucky we were. John Flood, Vince D'Alfonso, Chuck Regini, Winnie Miller, Manny Suarez, Dennis Braden, Neil Pertell, and Steve Romano were all rock stars. I learned from you all. I can't believe what Chuck put up with from me as my partner. Dennis was my mentor and great friend. I constantly clashed with Vince and grew because of his talent. All those who were on the FBI critical incident negotiation team during that time taught me as well. Thank you. Tommy Corrigan and John Ligori were my brothers when I was in New York City. The three of us did extraordinary things together. I'm inspired by the memory of Tommy Corrigan to this day. I was privileged to be a member of the Joint Terrorist Task Force. We fought evil. Richie DiFilippo and Charlie Bodwin were exceptional wingmen on the crisis negotiation team. Thank you both for all you taught me. Hugh McGowan and Bob Loudon from the NYPD's hostage negotiation team shared their wisdom with me. Both of you have been indispensable assets to the hostage negotiation world. Thank you. Derek Gaunt has been a great wingman in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Derek gets it. Thank you, Derek. Kathy Ellingsworth and her late husband Bill have been dear friends and a sounding board for years. I am grateful for your support and friendship. Tom Strenz is the godfather of the FBI's hostage crisis negotiation program and has been an unwavering friend. I can't believe he still takes my calls. My students at Georgetown and USC have constantly proved that these ideas work everywhere. More than one student has stopped breathing when I looked at them and said, "I need a car in 60 seconds or she dies." Thanks for coming along for the ride. Georgetown and USC have both been phenomenal places to teach. Both are truly dedicated to higher learning, the highest academic standards, and the success of their students. The hostages and their families who allowed me in during their darkest hours to try to help are all blessed people. I am grateful to still be in touch with some of you today. What wisdom there is in the universe that decided your paths were necessary, I don't understand. I was blessed by your grace. I need all the help I can get.